Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today has been quite pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoyed sunny skies with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem saw a mild afternoon. Haifa experienced a few clouds, but overall, it was a warm day. As night falls, expect comfortable temperatures across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, despite disputes over Hamas disarmament, there is progress in talks between Hamas and mediators, according to Palestinian sources. This report comes from Walla just 20 minutes ago. Also, earlier today, the United States completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran after a six-day pause. President Trump is reportedly considering a larger military response, as reported by I-24 News. Also, this hour, there is a tribute convoy underway for the 64 Solberg rioters. Dozens of vehicles have departed Beit Shemesh for Jerusalem, as Israel Hayom reported 42 minutes ago. Separately, mediating Pakistan insists that U.S.-Iran talks are still ongoing, despite heavy strikes. Egypt confirmed a drone strike but hasn't assigned blame. This is according to the Times of Israel from 50 minutes ago. And finally, Netanyahu discussed Iran war and U.S.-Israel relations in an ABC News interview. He denied any American influence campaigns by his government, as JNS reported 2 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N, EWS English, reported just 25 minutes ago about a Massachusetts mother charged with killing her three children. She claims postpartum psychosis and has pleaded not guilty. Open source intel shared satellite images 34 minutes ago, revealing the destruction of Iran's Ministry of Intelligence HQ in Ahvaz, following recent U.S. airstrikes. Meanwhile, the Israel Policy Forum noted 28 minutes ago that Netanyahu was in the U.S. this week for Lindsey Graham's funeral. They discussed the broader implications for Israel's relationship with the political right. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the talks involving Hamas, Palestinian sources suggest there might be a breakthrough regarding the agreement's second phase in Gaza. Walla reports progress amid ongoing disputes over disarmament. If successful, this could lead to a more stable ceasefire and improved living conditions for civilians in Gaza. Turning to the U.S. military actions. In earlier reporting, the U.S. completed significant strikes against Iran. President Trump is reportedly weighing a more extensive campaign. I-24 News highlights the tension as top commanders push for escalation. This could further strain regional stability and impact international diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the tribute convoy for the Solberg rioters signifies a strong show of support for activists recently released from detention. Israel Hayom details that this convoy is a symbolic gesture as it moves from Beit Shemesh to Jerusalem. It underscores the ongoing domestic tensions within Israel. In related news, despite severe strikes, Pakistan asserts that the U.S.-Iran dialogue continues. The Times of Israel notes Egypt's confirmation of a drone strike, with Iranian sources implying Tehran's involvement. This further complicates regional relations and may influence future diplomatic engagements. Finally, Netanyahu's recent interview with ABC News touched on critical topics. As reported by JNS, he addressed allegations of American influence campaigns. Netanyahu emphasized the damaging effects of social media manipulations, which he claims tarnish Israel's global image. This reflects ongoing challenges in managing international perceptions. Turning to business and markets. First, the mystery surrounding the disappearance of more than 50 million shekels from Slice has deepened. Walla Business reports that lawyers are now involved following recent revelations by the Finance Committee. This financial controversy raises questions about oversight and governance. Separately, Palo Alto Networks veterans have launched Bloom Security with a $20 million investment. According to CTEK, the Israeli startup aims to tackle cybersecurity with AI, focusing on modern threats rather than traditional malware. This innovation reflects Israel's ongoing leadership in tech and cybersecurity. And finally, mixed results from Checkpoint have disappointed investors. Globes reports that while the company exceeded profit expectations, it fell short on revenue in the second quarter. This performance may prompt a re-evaluation of strategies amid competitive pressures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.